sober mom and got his best friend. But I'm doing fine. Yeah.
That was Lauren Elena. She's doing fine. You're listening to the Rise Up Father's Day special. I remember a conversation I had with Keith Urban, and it was a tough one. We were talking about his dad and some of the bad habits that he had that had an impact on Keith growing up.
You know, I was born in an alcoholic family. My dad was alcoholic, and, you know, my journey is being raised in that family and whatever that carries with it as I go into adulthood. And I would never in a million years have thought I'm still dealing with that or still processing it, still reconciling my father, who's long since passed away, never got sober. And it's important because my own feeling on it is that we're not responsible from where we came from. It's not our fault. Whatever family we were born in, whatever environment we're born in, we didn't choose it, but it's my responsibility to do something about that.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's never too late to make a change.
That's the amount of people I hear go, oh, I kind of missed my moment. I should have got into therapy 20 years ago or whatever it is. You know, it's not too late. It's never too late.
Here's one off of Keith Urban's album, High, Break the Chain.
Too late. Is it too late for me to listen, for me to change? So far, I'm doing alright. I got a feeling, and maybe it's my time to shine, to come alive, to make it right. Right with my past, the ones I hurt and left behind. It's not too late for me to change.
On Rise Up Country, we did a show about something that you own that you would call priceless. This call came in a little bit later, but man, I had to share it with you because it just blew me away. Listen to this.
So I live in the South, in South Mississippi, and years and years and years ago, back in the day, it was a real racist area, and my grandmother and grandfather, just like other Southerners, were racist. Well, my grandfather got shipped out to California to work at the shipyards out there, and my grandmother came a little bit later. And while she was on the train, she didn't have any food, no money, and she had three small babies. a black lady dropped food for her. It was in a sandwich bag, some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for her babies. She didn't make a big deal out of it. She didn't ask for it. She didn't tell her, you know, she didn't say nothing. She just dropped it. My grandmother said that day right there, God showed up in a need of a black woman, and it showed her that all people are good. Well, the one thing that's priceless to me is I wrote that story down in a book she had given me. And every now and then you have to go back and read it, and why our family is good Christian people now, and why we don't look at people for color. And so that's my story. That's my priceless piece of paper right there.
His old man was a rabble yeller, bad boy to the bone, he'd say. Can't trust that other feller, he'd judge them by the tone of their skin. He was raised to think like his dad, near a mind full of hate. On the road to nowhere fast, till the grace of God got in the way. Then he saw the light and hit his knees and cried and said a prayer. Rose up a brand new man, let the old one ride there.
Here's to the strong, thanks to the brave. Don't give up hope, some people change. Against all odds, against the grain, love finds a way, some people change.
Born with her mother's habit, you could say it's in her blood. She hates that she's got a habit as she fills her glass up. She'd love to kill that bottle, but all she can think about is a better life, a second chance, and everyone she's letting down. She throws that bottle down.
Here's to the strong, thanks to the
morning. Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. Today we're talking about dads. You got a story for us?
When I graduated college, I made a graduation cap, and I lost my father when I was young. So my graduation cap is priceless because it's owed to my father. He was there even though he physically wasn't on graduation day.
How old were you when you lost your daddy?
I lost him when I was young, just looking back through all the pictures and live life like there's not tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised. You never know when someone's going to be here one day and not the next.
It's perfect outside. It's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here. I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right. Yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments that's got your name written all over it. And you know that if I had just one wish, miss this. You should be here. You'd be taking way too many pictures on your phone, showing them off to everybody that you know back home, and even some you don't. Yeah, they say now.
Country, today's Father's Day, so we're taking calls all about daddies. You know, for me, I remember when Lindsay and Johnny, my daughter and son, took off to college, and I thought, oh no, now what's my purpose? Well, Old Dominion has a story about that coming up next.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774.
Don't wait until you lose power during storms and blackouts. Keep your home running smoothly with a Generac Home Standby Generator from Menards. It automatically senses power loss, and within seconds, your home and critical appliances are powered. These generators are durable and designed to withstand any weather conditions. Save big on Generac generators at Menards. And don't forget to check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commission and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight around 50. High tomorrow close to 70. Monday looks partly sunny and warmer, muggy as well, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs within a few degrees of 80. Right now it's 53.
You gotta keep on keeping on. When you're weak, he'll make you strong. He'll never give you more than you can take. Just believe, then walk on faith. And get your weekly dose of inspiration, John Ritter and the Rise Up Show.
My job, came home mad, got a hug and a kiss, and that's too bad. She said, I can go to work until you find another job. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, papers mailed in a Maytag dryer, crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair, sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet, squeezing scouts and PTA, and there's that shopping list she left that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? The kids won't eat my charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom, well, paper's mailed in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Woo. Before I fall in bed tonight, if the dog did meet the classifieds, I'm gonna look just one more. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. Oh, been crazy all day long. And it's only Monday, Mr. Mom.
That was Lone Star with Mr. Mom, hanging out with Old Dominion on the Rise Up Father's Day special. And guys, I mean, a song like Coming Home, that's got to mean a lot to you these days.
Most of us have kids, too, so it's, you know, a lot of time away from home that it took to get this thing off the ground. So I'd say the older they get, you know, and the more time goes on, the more valuable and precious it is to have that time. So,
yeah, Trevor and I both just dropped our kids off at college, and that's mind-blowing. And it does sort of force you to reflect on, you know, all the time missed, too. You know, we missed a lot of stuff, and we tried really hard to be present for everything that we could, even when we were gone. So it sort of forces you into that, and it does add that it adds the gravity to the time at home for sure.
I've been so many miles, I done forgot how long I've been gone. I've worn a hole right through my soul in both the shoes I got on. I ran the streets, I shot the breeze, I've seen the world but found out my ragged heart's still on a string that's tied to you. And I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Pick out your best dress, leave it on the floor. I'm coming in hot, baby, can't wait no more. Yeah, so baby, leave the light on and let your hair down. I'm your midnight rider, it won't be long now. Been driving all night, so can't you bar the door? Gonna hold you tight, so hold the phone. Gonna kiss you like I'm coming home from war. You kept a candle. Turning home, I'll turn you on as soon as I turn the key. Your gravity is pulling me, you're all I need. I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Yeah, this old highway is through with me. Yeah, there's a million wide roads, but just one place I wanna be. So, baby, leave the light on and let your hair down. I'm your midnight.
And thanks for calling Rise Up Country. And it says here that you turned your life over to God and finally realized that He was your Father.
Yeah, man, my story is really about how Jesus saved my life. It was a long journey, but I realized ultimately through my story where I knew enough about God to where I wasn't satisfied with the things of this world, but I lived enough into the things of the world that was selfish and prideful. I lived enough with that to where I wasn't satisfied by God. I really lived in the middle for a long time, and I made a decision to go all in, and it was in that moment that I realized that His way was truly better. We have a good Father who really loves us.
He can't remember the times that he thought, does my daddy love me? Probably not. But that didn't stop him. Wishing that he did didn't keep him from wanting or worshiping him. Guess as he saw him about once a year, he can still feel the way he felt standing in tears, stretching his arms out as far as they'd go. And whispering, Daddy, I want you to know I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'm never giving up, no matter what. I love you this much. He grew to hate him for what he had done. 'Cause what kind of father could do that to his son?
He said, damn you, daddy, the day that he died. The man didn't blink, but the little boy cried. I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? Service while the choir sang a hymn, he looked up above the preacher and he sat and stared at him. And he said, forgive me, Father, when he realized that he hadn't been unloved or alone all his life. His arms were stretched out as far as they'd go, nailed to the cross for the whole world to know. I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'm never giving up, no matter. I love you this much.
That was my buddy Jimmy Wayne with I Love You This Much. Good morning. You got a Father's Day story for us?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, man.
Well, that's in your program every Sunday. It's a special day. Of course, I'm a father. He taught me a lot. He was a truck driver. I was over the road with him. He taught me how to drive over the road with him. Years ago, when I graduated after high school, I went on and became a professional truck driver. I just retired 3 years ago. I had 27 years in, and he taught me well, and he taught me everything today. I'm a good dad, and I miss him with his day. Happy Father's Day after all the fathers.
Oh, yeah. Choking up a little bit, and I understand it because I'm pretty darn happy being a daddy and now a granddaddy. Coming up in just a minute, new artist Ashley Cook is going to tell us where she got her perseverance. Any guesses?
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Primer and Ceiling Paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m., subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
First you gotta conceive it, then you gotta believe it. Trust in Him, you'll receive it. Blessings come raining down. Get your weekly dose of inspiration, John Ritter in the Rise Up Show.
Hey, I'm looking for advertisers or sponsors on Rise Up Country. Heard in over 235 cities. We'd love to brag on you. Contact me on our Facebook page at Rise Up Country.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on the side of the road, out of that window beside her? I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like. D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
That's Kane Brown, backseat driver. Hanging here with Ashley Cook on the Rise Up Father's Day special. So, Ashley, tell us about your daddy.
My dad is one of the most driven individuals I've ever met in my entire life. All throughout his life, he's always been just such a driven person. And also, he knows how to... What's the way to say it? Like, he knows how to meet somebody where they are and communicate with somebody based off like what they need to hear in that moment. Like, he's very good at teaching is the way to say it. And I feel like my dad and I don't want to like toot my own horn here, but I feel like he's taught me that a lot, where I have an ability to connect with people and define kind of like our common ground, like my dad.
Here's Ashley Cook with her first number one, Your Place.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up cause you're drunk. 2 a.m. say you miss us. Now you don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place. Don't reach out to my family when the birthdays come around. And don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. Cause at the end of the day, it ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody.
Thanks for calling Rise Up Country. So I guess your daddy set some pretty good examples for you in his life.
He instilled values in us and his five children all about volunteering and giving back. He made such a profound impact on our lives. While growing up, he volunteered in everything that we did. And he was either a baseball umpire or he was out selling things and raising money for the Boy Scouts or at swim practice for us. And he instilled that in all of the children to the point that he's 85 now, and all of us are either Boy Scout leaders, we help with soccer and coaching, we volunteer at the schools and the PTA, and it's even to the point that his grandchildren are Scout leaders and volunteering with that. And he's got a great grandchild on the way, and hopefully the same will happen with that child.
Wow, incredible. You know what I always say, children, more attention pay to what you do than what you say. Coming up next is our tribute to the men and women who serve our country and keep us safe. Plus, it's a story all about a dad. The Rise Up Stars and Stripes salute.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
With stars and stripes, an eagle flies.
Hi, this is John Ritter, back with the Rise Up Stars and Stripes salute. I want to hear a story about your dad and him being a vet.
I'm from Wyoming. My dad is a Korean veteran from South Dakota. He served 2 years on the front line of Korea, And I would like to give a shout out to him and to thank him for his wonderful service. He was wounded in hand-to-hand combat and is a Purple Heart recipient. I love my dad, and this is to William Lovett in South Dakota. Thank you for everything you've ever done.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Oh, and this one here was taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943. Almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. A picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. This one is my favorite one. This is me and Grandma in the summer sun, all dressed up the day we said our vows. You can't tell it here, but it was hot that June. That rose was red and her eyes were blue. And just look at that smile, I was so proud. That's the story of my life, right there in black and white. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in
Jamie Johnson in color. Well, that's it for me, John Ritter. Special thanks to all the country artists sharing their stories about their dads and all the listeners for calling in. Absolutely terrific stories. You know, today may be the perfect day that you can patch things up with your father. Remember, time's precious and we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Well, you know what time it is? Time to load the kids in the car. Make sure you're all wearing your seatbelts, and I'll see you in church.
When you're lost and feeling lonely, you don't know where to go for help. When your heart feels dark and empty, you're sinking lower trying to save yourself. Just let go of your fear of falling. Hang on to
your faith and hope. 'Cause when you finally hit rock bottom, there's only one direction left to go. You gotta rise up, and be a better you. You gotta rise up, there's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not out, as long as you believe and trust. Don't tell God about your great big problems. Tell your problems about your great big God. Step aside and let Him solve them. You can win against all the odds. You can rise up, and be a better you. You can rise up, there's nothing you can't do. You're not out as long as you believe and trust that you can rise up. You may be down, you're not out as long as you believe in truth that you can rise up. Rise up. Rise up.
Promotional consideration for access to Rise Up was paid for this week by RCA and Curb Records.
Sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. On me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me. Hey.
something felt right when she stopped and asked Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Mama gave her a big old glass and sent her right back here to me. Thank God for good directions and turnip greens.
Afraid of dying, it's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea, don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request.
Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my head start on sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin, just remember I like blondes. I'll be the life of the party even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. If I die, Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Drop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, prop me up beside the jukebox.
Q Country.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind on where you're driving. I know I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show, knock yourself out and hit a new. Take the high road.
myself out and get a new boat. I'ma take the high road.
Gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98 Q Country.
Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17, kind of crazy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. God love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Local radio,
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us. We are so thankful each week to so many that join us. It's a wonderful privilege that I have, and I believe this, that as God's connected us with so many, we just see the ministry of Cornerstone continuing to grow. And I want to take a moment and just thank you for those of you that give consistently so that we can do what Christ has laid and called us to do. And he's cast vision for us to do in this area. And we're looking at expanding our radio ministry. And so if God lays it on your